Ladies and gentlemen, we back on Roblox Fish, and I have one goal today. Unlock the Rod of the Depths. Now, in Fish, there's a bunch of rods you could use to give you better chances at getting more money and overall making yourself a better player. The first time I ever played, I failed to catch a Nessie, and to redeem myself, I unlocked the Exalted Rod. Now, I thought this was pretty good, but then I got my hands on the Trident. Come to find out, there was still a rod that was a lot better. Similar to get the Trident, to do it, we must first find the depths and then get every single fish that lays in the bestiary. This just means I have to catch every fish in the location. But to even find the location, we have to find a whirlpool. Now, right now, the boys are on a mission. And in the ocean, these little whirlpools spawn. Now, I'm not really the type of person to jump in holes, but if I jump in this hole, my dreams could come true. Mo has the Rod of the Depths. It gives you this little ghost. It helps you fish. I need all I can get. I'm still not very good. So any rod is going to help me. Where'd I go? Throw it in. Oh my gosh. It's a whole world down here. Whoa. There's like crystals and whatnot. And the depths is a lot more shiny than I thought it'd be. Oh, you can buy a nocturnal rod. Probably don't need that. And then there's a hobo. Oh, is he dead? Was it my fault? Well, boys, that's a long drop. Calabunga, dude. I'm a fisherman now. I speak in surfer terms. Totally gnarly jump. I'm drowning. Where am I, bro? Oh, it's a gate. This the under thingy. Huh? We have to get in here? Is the rod behind here? It seems this is locked. Let's check my bestiary. Now that I've made it to the depths, it should be here. And it should tell me which fish I have to catch. It should.
Wait a second.
Why does it say the depths of my bestiary? Is this not the depths? According to the wiki, Rod of the Depths costs 750,000.
Oh my gosh.
The rod can be found in the depths. Unlockable once the player has the full Vertigo bestiary and the depths key. Oh, wait. I can't even get to the depths. I have to get through the Vertigo first. Is this the Vertigo? Wait a second. On my bestiary. Yeah, I have it unlocked. The Vertigo. It's at the bottom here. And whoa, these are a bunch of rainbow fish I have to catch. All these mythicals, commons, even an exotic. Is this the place I'm supposed to be? Okay, I'm going to try catching a fish here and see what happens. Now, I haven't got the chance to test out this Trident rod, but let's see how it does. If this is the Vertigo, this should be a new fish I've never encountered. There we go. I got something. Oh, slashing. What the heck? What's the slashing? It was my bar so little. Oh, I got some bestiary. New catch. Atlantean Twilight Eel. Hey, not bad. If you scroll down the Vertigo, oh my gosh, the Twilight Eel, it's here. This is the place I have to be. What else do I need for the rod? It says to open up that door. I also need the Abyssal and the Hexed Ancient Relic. So two relics on top of $750,000. What am I at? $100,000? Well, I'm sure if I sell all my fish right now, like this Emperor Jellyfish, I should get a lot, right? Sell inventory. I got $68,000. How am I supposed to get $750,000? What the heck? I'll pull back out the Exalted Rod because I have a Quantum Enchant on it. This apparently is the enchant of making money. Well, I guess using this here is the smart thing to do. But why do I feel like the Trident Rod is even faster at catching the fish? You know what? It's fine. New catch? Subspace Abasuka. What are these names? Are those even words? Matter of fact, I still have 182 crab cages left over. When I tried to get that subspace trip mine, I could probably put these down and get the comments. That should work. And if I'm trying to get the mythicals, why don't I do this? Shop? Let's go ahead and boost up our luck. 2x luck, 4x luck, and time to break the bank. 400 Robux, 8x luck. Fish? More like Bank Robbing Simulator. All right. Now that I was robbed, let's place down a few more cages. And we'll get the fishing. We got max luck now. This should work. I hope it ain't too hard to catch these fish in here. See the pink down there? Oh, this is one of the rare ones. That pink means I'm about to make a lot of money.
Whoa, what is that? The depths key. New catch.
What?
I caught a key?
Whoa.
What is this? Oh, is that how you open the door? Yo, let's go. That's all I needed. Easy. First try.
That's the key for the depth. Oh, yeah, this ain't the depth. Well, forget the Vertigo. I got the depths key. What if I pop this open? Well, will the door close? That's the question. What if I'm not ready to open it? Does it stay open? I'm kind of nervous. I think once you open it once, it may be open for good. But if it doesn't, then I'll have to catch another key. Okay, you know what? I think I need all the fish in the Vertigo first. So let's start here. It shouldn't be too hard, especially with max luck. And didn't I get a quantum key? Now I'm getting a quantum crate. Give me a break. I lied. This is a regular crate.
Depths key. Okay, you know what?
Check our bestiary. That's the rarest item, actually. So outside of the mythical, you need a legendary? This should be pretty easy. Let's wrap this up. Quality bait crate. New catch. I already got another key. I guess I can try it now, right? First, let's check what's in my crates. New catch. All right, I got some sort of shrimp. This should help me clear up the uncommons. Come on, stop giving me rock. Why did I get rock? Well, what? Let's check my bestiary. Okay, a couple more commons to go. Shouldn't be too bad. Yeah, looking back at the wiki, the depths is unlockable once the player has the full Vertigo bestiary and the depths key. So it looks like I got the key. It don't mean nothing unless I fill the bestiary.
Oh, that's another key, bro.
Now Now I have infinite key. You know what? I may as well just try a key out. This is 3 now. How does Broken catch a rubber ducky? Is that the mythical?
You know what? Let's use the depth key.
I got a mini one right here. Let's see what happens. May as well test it, right? I already caught 3. Pull up. Open the door. Seems this is locked. I have the key. Open noses. Open doors. All right. That did not work. I thought this game was a game about mythical fish and wizards and enchants. Okay. Oh, my boy said you need to talk to this guy. All right, Mr. Cowie, I'll come over here. What business do you have, traveler? What is this? This wasn't here before. Let me read his voice all scary.
They say only what the depths key and a complete vertigo. Missionary stand the chance.
Oh, yeah. So he basically just telling me I'm trash. Okay, you know what? I gotta work on my evil voice. Oh, something new. But it's moving. What the? Yo, what? I hate when the bar be so jumpy. Void fit machi. New catch. I just got some. There it is. Is this an epic? Let's check the missionary. Oh, it's a rare. Oh, but we still need an unusual, a legendary, and a mythical. Okay, it seems we're on to the heartlings now. Oh, the rubber ducky. That's the legendary. Okay, you know what? I believe. If I don't stop getting keys. I've already made my way to level 72 by purely only catching keys. Oh, I got something. This is something new. Is that again the depths key? It's just pink. I swear I'm gonna. I kind of want to enchant my trident and try it out. Well, since we spent literally almost a day to get this trident, let me give it a fair try. First, I'll collect whatever's in these cages. It's a bunch of night shrimp. I don't think these cages are pretty useful now. They can only get the trash fish. And I got some. This is something difficult. Where are those slashes?
Stop. Hold on.
Lock in, PG. Why my little bar so small? I need a bigger bar. Let's go! Atlantean rubber ducky! Let's go! I got the ducky!
Yeah, the trident's cooking.
Wait a second. The trident's doing this effect, a slash, and it's keeping the bar still. Wait! That's why the white bar's so small. The trident, unlike the exalted rod, has a special ability. Also, even though the trident stats are lower, that special ability keeps the little bar still.
Wait, this is a mythical.
If I can catch this... slashes and it stays in place. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You know what? Let's go enchant this. And we're out of here. Now my spawn's still at the desolate deep. That's how I got this trident rod. I gotta change that. First, we go use the blue sunny and boat our way over to Moosewood. That's probably a good place to set my spawn. All right, let's set my spawn here. Then we gotta make our way to a place called Statue. Oh, it's right over here. Okay, bet. Ah, I remember Bocha took me here. I'm starting to understand it now. We gotta go over here. First, we talk to this man. Go down the elevator. And if you check my inventory, I should have some relics left. Enchant relics. Okay, I have 2 of them. I hope this does. Go ahead and use one. Hopefully I only need 1. We're gonna enchant the trident rod and we got mutated. Increased mutation by 7% luck. I don't know if that one's good. My boy Cowie says I need hasty. Okay, let's try again. Abyssal. Caught fish have a 10% chance to be abyssal. Why does that sound familiar? To get rod of the depths, you have to ensure you have both the abyssal and hexed relic. Wait, this could help me get an abyssal relic. You know what? This may work. Or, what happens if I appraise this electric enchant relic? I heard appraising changes what it is. Enchant relic, wait, depressed, enchant has lost its mutation. Well, that's also how you get scammed. Let me try one more time. One more? Okay, I'm never gonna appraise again. I'm never gonna do that. I don't think that ever works for me. Who put that in the game? I guess that means we have to make our way back to Vertigo. But we're gonna need another whirlpool to even get there. And I don't got the slightest clue how they spawn. Alright, it's turning day. It should be easier to find. I hope we didn't cook ourselves into never finding a whirlpool again. That'd be kind of crazy, right? Boy Cowie's saying I think it despawned. But with no whirlpool, we just wasted all this server luck. Currently, I'm catching something that's like 60% progress. A mythic fish. Yo, this rod is cooking. This rod is cooking. I could be losing. And it just slashes the fish into my inventory. And my boy caught a colossal squid. Hey, our colossal squid. What the heck is even that? Now, it seems whirlpools are starting to spawn, but I don't think these are the right ones. I was told there needs to be something coming out of it a little bit. Well, what happens if you jump in these ones? Wait, you're drowning. It just sucks you down. It's a fake. It was a fake. It was a fake. Ah, what a beautiful day. Yo, this is crazy, bro. I just get drowned to death. What kind of game is this? Strange whirlpool has opened. You guys see it at the top? It's kind of blocked by the thing, but okay, there we go. One open. Oh, so it's a prompt. So once I get back down there, I gotta stay down there. But now we gotta find the whirlpool.
Well, I don't think that portal is the whirlpool. That's kind of crazy. I'm gonna turn around.
Wait a second. Found it. All right, we should be able to jump in this one. There we go. Drowned to secret passage. All right, we're back. Now, what's my server luck at? It should be running out. 9 minutes? Still enough time. We'll go down here for now, and we'll test out this new rod. Seems to complete the vertigo. We only need 3 more fish. A mythical, an unusual, and a common. Why am I having a hard time getting the common? 70% progress. Is this it? Is this the one? Or is this the ducky again? Come on, where are my slashes at? Come on, Trident, slash it out. And every time it slashes, my progress bar boosts. Wow, this rod is fire. I thought the little bar was bad, but if it just holds it still, this is great. Now, I put up the vertical obituary in the wiki. I'm missing a common. The one I don't have is the spider fish. They're most common during the winter season. So I just gotta wait for winter. But I'm gonna need this fangborn gar. It's a rare fish, but apparently easy to catch. Last is the mythical. Isonade is a mythical fish obtainable when fishing near strange whirlpools. The Isonade is required for the vertical missionary. It can't be caught in the vertical. Oh, now I know. Hopefully the whirlpool's still there. Is there a way to set my spawn here? That'd be great. I don't think I can. I asked Cowie, he said you can't. So I'm kind of just stuck here until I get that uncommon fish. Oh, I can't get the mythical. Well, you know what? I know where this whirlpool is. The fish I needed? Hold on. It moves slow across the bar. Is this that unpredictable one? Hold on. Maybe onto something. Don't tell me this is a ducky. I'm gonna be very upset if this is a ducky. Darn you, ducky! Okay, let's go find the whirlpool. I teleported back to Moosewood. Can we find the whirlpool again? I just remember what island it was at. This one. Roslet Bay. It was here. There's the whirlpool. So if I sit right here, I should be able to catch the mythical fish. Let's get this one out the way. 50%! I got it first try. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, it's so jumpy. No, the trident's cooking! It's just slashing it! I'm not even doing nothing. I'm not even there. My bar's not even there. Come on, couple more. Let's go! The Isonade! I got it! First try! And check the whirlpool. Not bad, boys. Not bad. Let's check the obituary. And just 2 more fish remain. Oh, that shouldn't be too bad. What's that? 8x luck goes crazy. Tell me about it. They cost me money. Maybe I'm having a hard time getting the common because the luck's so high. But I still need that other one. There has been a Megalodon spotted. Yo, boys, I ain't gonna lie. Whenever there's a Megalodon, you know what that means. So far, I failed to catch it every single time on my first try. But with this Trident rod, could things be a little different? I guess I could always come back here. But a Megalodon, I may not get another chance. Here I go. There it is. Bro, just popped up like a jump scare. All right, I've never gotten you on the first try, my boy. But with this Trident, maybe it'll be different. Not to mention if I get the rod of the depths. I heard I'm cooking for real. But we'll start with this. I worked hard for this rod. Got it. Did I get it? This rod is cheating. I'm fully messing up, but I'm still getting it. A little more. Atlantean orifice. Oh, that mythical fish. That's not it. Come on. Well, it looks like I just got the second best thing. Colossal squid. This will be a good warm-up to the Megalodon. As of now, that bar is having a hard time moving because of the trident. 3 slashes in a row. Finish it up. Got the colossal squid. Come on. Give me a mega. Ooh. An abyssal colossal squid. Oh, I need this real quick. One sec. There's that. Not done yet. I think I got it. 40% progress. I think this is it. The rod's saving me right now. Is this it? That's not it, bro. Come on. You know what? Let's go to my equipment bag. Let's try to use some bait. I think I got some left. Let's see if this does anything. Come on. Bite it, baby. Bite it. There we go. And another colossal squid. Bro, I'm struggling to get this Megalodon. And the Megalodon despawned. Not even one attempt to get it. I didn't even hook it. With the 8x luck, I just kept getting these colossal squids. And now I'm about to lose this one. It's fine. I don't even want that anyways. Where's the whirlpool? The bad news is the whirlpool went away. Oh, well, I'll be. See ya. All right, back on track. I need a rod so cheese that catching every fish is the easiest thing in the world. Although Trident's fire, you'll probably get something better.
You catch spider fish.
I got it. I got the common. Wait, check the obituary. 1 fish left. The question mark, the unusual one. Now, this one is called the Fangborn Gar. I don't know what unusual rarity means. Is that the most rare? The wiki says we're just supposed to catch it normally. An exclamation mark will appear above our head. There'll be a little ding. It's supposed to be super rare to get, but super easy to catch. We're 1 fish away from making our way to the depths. This it? This may be it. I don't think it's another key. It's not the 10%.
You catch Big Fangborn Gar.
I got it. Let's go. I didn't even notice. Hold on. Where is it? Big Fangborn Gar. This is the one. This is what's caused me heck. Now that I've got all the fish, that I got the key. Now I can make my way to the depths. This is the hardest part. Okay, let's talk to this gatekeeper.
Well, I'll be. Looks like you're prepared. Go on, then. I won't be risking my neck.
Okay. Did he take all my keys or just 1 key? You better take a 1 key. Okay, I still got a key. Yeah, he took 1 key.
What's happening?
It opened. Oh, the key went in and it opened. I think it took my biggest key. I think that's my biggest key. I think I got robbed. Something tells me I was robbed, but you know what? It's fine. Hey, the depths. Is this it? Oh my gosh, it's an obby. Wait, can you even make that jump? What if I fall? Is it over? Okay, let me lock in, bro. Let me lock in. You can do it. Never back down. Never one. Oh, one jump. Two jump. Is the rock collapsing? Three jump. The rock shaking. That's not good. Four. Five. Okay, so far so good.
Jump.
Okay, that easy, Obby. What a breeze. I heard there was a maze to get into the depths.
That was the maze.
Easy. I didn't even need no guide. Newly discover location. Missionary? The depths. Hey, not bad. I wonder if there's a place I can set my spawn here. Okay, I'm gonna look around for a moment. Wow, it's dark. Can I get a flashlight? Oh, there's a body over there. Maybe I can set my spawn. Then I'm gonna use this place to collect some money. Is this a spawn guy? Hello?
Go away.
No, you're just gonna sit here and be useless? All right, you do your thing. There's gotta be a place to set my spawn here. Okay, there's a merchant up here. Hold on, what's he selling? Merchant. What you got, bro? Gotta take my stuff. I want like a store. I feel like there's depth specific things we can buy. I wonder if it's possible to swim up. Whoa, I just got some dialogue. Oh, am I supposed to go up there?
Yeah, what is this?
I just found a walkway. Yeah, I think I'm onto something. Seems there's like tunnels that lead to something. I can't get in. I don't want to swim up that waterfall and die. Ah, I'm swimming up the waterfall. Ain't no way. Okay, time for tutorial. All right, I got the game plan. I think this waterfall here, I shouldn't be scared of it. Number one, let's put on our flippers and our advanced diving gear just so we don't drown. Now, I should be able to swim up. Ah, swimming up the waterfall. Ain't no way. Okay, now that I'm here, is there something in here? I saw something. There's something at the top. If I make my way up this waterfall and right through this little crack, I can get through right there. You see it? There's something I can stand on right here. All right, nice. Is there anything? Wait, I can go even higher. I don't see anything. It's just a waterfall. Something seems fishy. See what I did? Wait, this symbol looks familiar. This is the symbol of a relic. And actually, I have this one. Go in. Go in. It's not going in. I have to put this somewhere. And I may be in the right place. Yeah, yeah. This one's on the floor too. Okay. There's also one over there. And there's another waterfall in the back. Oh, wait a second. Oh, I found it. It goes here. Okay. Before I put it in, I think I needed the abyssal relic. Now, I didn't catch any with my abyssal rod. But I still have an extra enchant relic. And apparently by appraising, you're able to change whatever it is. $450? I should be able to appraise this enchant relic to something different, but it costs 450 every time, and it doesn't look like anything's changing. Maybe appraising isn't working. But what does appraising even do? Am I just wasting money? When I go to the wiki, it's telling me there's a list of a possible appraisals. You could turn something abyssal. I think it's called a mutation, but so far, I've never even seen one before. Should I keep trying? It keeps telling me my weight was depressed. I am depressed. Stop making me lose weight. Okay, I'm just losing money. That's not cutting it. Gotta be a different way. I guess I could just fish until I find a relic. That may be my best bet. Well, I do got abyssal on my trident rod. Wish me luck. Let's try to get the fish in the depths bishuary. And I first got the deep sea hatchet fish. Got the deep sea dragon fish. Strange whirlpool spawn. But that means I can get back. Okay, let's go search for some. First, let's sell all our fish and see how much money we got. Now, I got some good stuff. Like a colossal squid. The mini mythic fish. I got this big ore fish. I got a good couple depths keys. Atlantia depth key. Let's sell inventory. All right, we got back up to 211,000. But I haven't sold my mythicals. I know a faster way to get money. There's a guy AFKing in this lobby right now. Look, he's catching all these mythical fish. Eating out Mo. What if I just rob him? You can't just give money in this game. Okay, I gotta sell my fish. And sell inventory. We got up to 312,000. Oh, but I didn't even sell my keys. How do you sell these? Well, I still need some things. Let's get the depths for now. Summon the moose one. It's my boy Mo. Hey, the abyssal relic. Well, I needed this one. It's glowing blue. And even if I have this, I'm getting close. Hey, thank you, Mo. Shout out my boy. This here is the relic, but I still don't have enough money. How to sell? Say, go up to the merchant and press, I'd like to sell this. All right, let's see. Only 2,200. That was nothing. Oh, okay. Let's try my biggest one. 599. I'm broke. Oh my gosh, I'm broke. Well, that's useless. Let's see how much the Atlantean key sells for. 900. Nothing special. And all that only got me a 321,000. The goal is to get more money. Mo has a way. He said, you see this? Okay, I see it. Yes. A whale shark. What's the... Oh, he gave me it. Colossal squid. Whale shark. Mo's going on a fishing spree. Give me a second. If I take all these things... Yo, what is this? A black one? Yo, I think this is one of the rarest fish you get in the depths. Megalodon. Yo, hold on, bro. We cooking. Give me 1 second, boys. I know someone's so mad in the comments right now. They're like, how did you get all the fish? Hey, it's Mo. Mo gave the fish. Why does he even look like that? What is that face? Well, that was a good amount of fish. If you check our inventory, yo, he filled us up. It looks like he has like a hexed enchant that gives him a bunch of different things. Okay, so let's go ahead and sell them and see what happens. So inventory, we're at 321,000. Let's see. Oh, we're at 500,000. No, we just went up 200,000. 250,000 more and we're good. Not bad. Bro, even giving me a turkey. Bruh. This is a fishing game. After a good amount of time trading, it was time to cash in. 574,000. Getting close. Said, dang, only 70K. That's less than I thought. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Now, Mo had the idea to give me 58 relics. What would happen if we sold them all? Sell inventory. All right, 770,000. We're above. Now it's time. Follow me, Mo, because there's got to be a whirlpool around. And that looks like the whirlpool we need. Now, it should disappear pretty soon. So let's jump right in. Is that where it spawns usually? Oh, well. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the gate should be open since I already used the key. And it is. Okay, perfect. Hey, my key's still there. Now, the next step... After we put in the relics, I heard there's a maze that's actually really hard. Well, if it's anything like this obby, it should be a breeze. Obby professional. Mo said, oops, I fell and died. That's crazy. Level 77. That's made it back to the depths. All right, let's put in the relics. All right, I found the spot again. This time, let's take the hex relic and let's put it up here. All right, that should be the spot. Now I need a place for this one. Can I see anything from here? Wait a second. I see something right there. There's something blue. Is that it? There's no way that's it, right? Oh, that's not it. All right, Mo made it. He said over here. Bro is dying. Oh, is that it? Something blue right there. I think I see it. All right, this is where it goes. The abyssal relic. Let's place it here. We did the abyssal and the hex. And oh, something just opened. Oh, wow. Oh, dear. Okay. Okay, that's kind of crazy. What the heck? A secret passageway. Well, that is water. Okay, it's time for a tutorial. I found one by Amazed Bot. I'm basically going to follow him. And it starts by me swimming. Wow, this is crazy, bro. We're in the depths. Oh, my gosh. Okay, now we need a little passageway. And it looks like this one. Then we go make our way down here, and I believe we go up and around this corner. Okay, not bad. Then we go right, and then we go around here. I got a lot. Bro's definitely going slower than me in the tutorial. I'm zooming. I got the fins on. But there's little passageways, and we gotta keep making our way. I think I'm going the right direction. Come around here. This looks about right. Oh, there we go. I see something. It's the top. Let's go. I see it. They're out of the depths. Yo, it's being held. Like it's an ancient sword of some sort. Bro's on his knees holding it up. I better get this rod before something happens. It's kind of sus in here. I don't know, man. Is there anything around this corner? Like a boogeyman or something? Like the booty snatcher? Is he in here? I hope not, bro. That'd be crazy. All right, let me go ahead and grab this rod, bro. Rod of the depth. 750,000 at level 77. We go buy it. And just like that, let's check our equipment bag. We got the rod of the depths. And I got like a little ghost Fiji. Thank you, Senior Rod Keeper. Rod Keeper. He keeps the rods. Something I want to do before it's over. I do want to enchant this rod. And I kind of see a portal here. I'm going in. Receive title. The Drowned. And we're back at the Vertigo. I guess this is my side to head back. Let's pull out a Conception Conch. It's time to enchant. Well, I am broke again. $27,000. What? I got one relic left. Hopefully I can make this enchant count. 3, 2. Give me something good, Poppy. This altar's only active at night? What kind of nighttime? Let's test it out. Steady. Reduces progress loss by 25% when fishing. Something tells me that sucks. Well, the boys were nice enough to give me a few more relics. Let's try again. I need something better. Nor. Codfish have 50% chance to be albino? What the hell? Again, control and increase rod bar size. Herculean increases strength by 25,000 kg. What the heck is that? But I got divine. Increases luck by 45%. Clever. 2.2.5 XP after catching a fish. Wow, you're lucky. Okay, the clever is apparently what we needed. New Fiji will no longer be. It's time to level up. Because I heard the next rod we can get may be at level 500. Let me know what I should get next in the comments. The fish journey has just begun. And until next time. Good day.